Good morning, Lagos. 6 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcoming you to Lagos's best Lagos conversation. Yes, it's What's Up, Lagos?
With this sweet fuzzy Sugar.
Oh my God. Even Sugar, no reach.
I'm looking for
it. Oh my
God. Can't
say it. Oh my God. Wanoma.
You're happy. Yeah, actually. I'm awake.
Thank God it's Friday. Thank God we're alive. Everybody's... Thank God I'm fabulous.
Yeah, you are, baby girl.
Oh my God, you too.
Oh, period.
My name is Mary Anacle, and the very gorgeous Feta is here. Looking all blue.
Thank you.
Why you not wear black?
No, you can't do that.
Oh my God. You can't do that.
Last week.
Let's get this show started because my blood is boiling.
Well, you are seeing blue. This is black.
Hey.
It's black.
My dear.
This is the new black.
If anything.
That means you've not been attending meetings.
It's a lie. That's why I say you went to Korokwe.
But you know.
You went to Korokwe Law School. This is the problem.
I went to University of UX.
You call blue.
University of Eskelebeti Ole, baby.
I'll take you to Lagos.
Yeah, that's how Fridays start on this show. As usual, we start off with our sound off. And then, of course, we move on to... I put it to you. Yes, the day is here. Those of you that... Today is the day. And I'm beginning to think, this is not animal rights court.
Yeah, kind of like, welcome to animal court.
Anyway...
Try to be happy in this life.
See, let me tell you, life is already very difficult. If you ask me, things are tough, and you now come and be strong in your face, and be strong in your mind.
And look at you, look at
you. You now be strength. Everything will be strength.
Be relaxed. Calm down. Put your shoulder down.
Relax. Take ice water and drink. Calming down.
Yes.
It's okay. Life is also difficult. Don't add to it. Yes. Follow us and be laughing. Join us in the laughter. It can help you.
But be careful if you have to work.
If you laugh too much, they will be thinking that something's wrong with you. And me, I'm not there.
Laugh couldn't.
You see, it's just like by Salumi, they was laughing last in traffic. And last man say, why are you talking on the phone?
He say, come on.
Come and join. And last man join and say, this girl, they are very wonderful. Oh my God. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, guys, good morning. Welcome to the show. This is the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are live from Itumiyang Crescent right here in Victoria Island. Are you ready? Because you see, boss, Otilo, you are going, it's gone.
I'll take you to Lagos.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badugba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
I'll take you to Lagos.
All right, it's time for Sound Off.
Okay, on Sound Off today, this is just in. 17-year-old American ends it all after being extorted by three Nigerians. Three Nigerian men living in Lagos have been charged in the death of one Jordan Dime, a 17-year-old boy from Michigan, USA, who ended it all because he was blackmailed with a naked picture. The men who are awaiting extradition to the U.S. have been identified as Samuel Ogochi, 22, that's his age, Samson Ogochi, 20, and Ezekiel Ejehem Robert, 19. Now, the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Michigan, Mark Totten, on Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023, announced the unsealing of a federal indictment charging the three Nigerians with sexually extorting numerous young men and teenage boys in the Western District of Michigan and across the United States. Basically, sextortion is a horrible crime that can leave especially young victims feeling ashamed with nowhere to turn. It's a very long one. I'll just stop here.
I want to emphasize on the fact that they will be extradited to the U.S. And this sound off this morning is going to all of you who think that you can stay in that hotel room, in your dormitory, in your house, or wherever you guys do your scams from, and think that, you know, you're above board, nobody can touch you, you're untouchable. It's happening. It's going to catch up with you very, very soon. See what just happened? It's going to catch up with you very soon. So those of you who are thinking that that's the way to go, you want to be a G-boy. The next G that will G you will take you to jail. Because you see, I hear a colleague of mine who's a reporter in Benin was telling me that they have association of Yahoo boys' mothers. They have an association of Yahoo boys' girlfriends.
Yes, no, that's a thing.
And I thought to myself, isn't this preposterous? Isn't this madness where we've all of a sudden normalized advance free fraud? We've normalized stealing and fleecing people of their hard-earned money through crime and false means. And the people who are recipients of these monies, who are supposed to be parents, who are supposed to be people who guide their children, they're blinded by these monies, not wondering where these monies come from, not caring where these monies come from, but they're just excited to reap benefits of something they did not necessarily work for. And you're proud to be associated with Yahoo boys, with G boys. Your day of reckoning is coming. Do you see those three young men? Yes, no mercy. They're going to be at least serving 50 years.
Did you hear me mention their age?
Teenagers too.
Okay.
It's embarrassing. But you see, there's a hotel I know on Lagos Island here, where boys who are of the age of secondary school, who should be in school, are all wearing slippers and socks and staying in that hotel, carrying around laptops, wearing headphones, and calling themselves G-boys, driving cars that they cannot on a normal day afford. I don't blame them. I blame the hotel that lets them lodge, because you should show an ID. You should be old enough to be able to lodge in a hotel at that age. Why are you not in school?
Well, in Nigeria.
But normalizing these things a bit too much. It's icky.
Look, it's too shameful. Like, I read this out to Marianne this morning with shame. I wasn't even happy because as much as I feel like, oh, they're Nigerian people, I don't wish it to happen to anybody. But this is not the future. This is not it. And you said this morning on Kijimi's show, someone was saying something about the boys, the young people who do some certain things that are societally unacceptable. They look up to some certain people. And that's me and you. Let's not lie. So when you do the wrong things, they're looking at it. If this person can get away with it, I can also get away with it. If our politicians can do some things and get away with it, I mean, they were once young people. It's so sad. I was busy calculating that they're facing 30 years as it is. So the one who's 20 years old is going to be 50 by the time it's done.
Almost half your life.
Even in Nigeria, sextortion is a crime. It's a crime. I mean, you're standing, I think, 14 years or so. Now, the person in question kills himself in the process.
Because of the humiliation, the embarrassment, the shame, half the time. And if they can't even come out to their parents to say, look, I'm being extorted for a mistake I made or for a photo I took when I didn't think about it. Or sometimes people are not bold enough to tell people, so they'd rather die in shame. And in that young man's mind, it was easier to take his own life.
Than to face it. Omo, last, what's me, my own position on this is, Yahoo is not woku. Look, because somebody else did it and it worked for the person does not mean, in fact, it's not something you should even rely on and say, yes, this is what I'm going to do. Like, it's not the way. And how it catches up with you, you don't even know how.
You will all meet your Waterloo. Enjoy.
No.
Drive that car like you know, your whole life depends on
it. Fast money, quick
be
money.
Enjoying yourself and jumping around, thinking that, oh, you had the last laugh. It's coming. Because you know what? The truth is that advance-free fraud can only last for just a while.
I was going to say
for
that.
For just a while.
Look for something
to I don't
last.
Mean to threaten you, but maybe I should. The FBI is coming for you. Keep doing it. They're coming for you. And you see those three young men, it should be a message to you all. And for those mothers and sisters and girlfriends who are parading themselves as girlfriends of criminals, because that's who they are. Criminals. Yusuf, yours is waiting at the junction. Be warned. And that's Sound Off. My lord, this court has just resumed. And this lawyer is here.
I went to the University of UX. Yeah. University of Iskilibi to Olebibi.
That's what I'm saying. What's the difference?
What is the one you called?
Obiakpo.
I don't know that. Is that a university
that you went to? Yes.
I didn't go to that one. This is the one I went to, and I'm proud of it.
You don't even know where you went to.
My alma mater.
So the first certificate you presented to us was from Obiakpo. Then you went to Isialangwa. Now you're saying it's Eskelebeti Elebebe, whatever that is.
It was Toronto. That was a mistake.
Yes. Toronto. Is it that one? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to I Put It To You. This is where the court is in session because we always bring these nursery rhymes to court. Yes, we want to bear these rhymes in court. And today, I'm sorry to say, my lord spiritual, my lord temporal, my lord
is my lord spiritual.
What's wrong with you? My lord.
If your lord spiritual is, I don't know who your lord
my humble learned self, I present myself to you as defense in this case.
No, I'm the defense.
What's wrong with you?
I'm the defense. You're the one persecuting.
No.
Choose one side now.
Hey, God. Why are you confusing me? My God. Okay, my Lord. Because my colleague doesn't know what they want to do, I will now be the prosecutor. Thank you, my Lord. Please leave us. Let's read the case. Let us hear it very loud. My Lord, I'm so sorry we keep bringing animals to this court.
My Lord, animals have rights.
I know this.
This one says, Goosey, Goosey, Gander. Whither shall I wander? Upstairs and downstairs, and in my lady's chamber. There I met an old man who wouldn't say his prayers. So I took him by his left leg and threw him down the stair.
My lord. That's the case.
That's the case.
My lord, as the prosecution, my lord, allow me to stand on existing protocol because we have the Hague representative here, thanks to Stretch. I do not understand why these animals have all of a sudden become very angry. Very angry animals. How did this goose get into my lady's house? So much so that the goose pursued my lady's father and threw him down the stairs. Is this not a bad thing? This goose must have been sent from Edo people that are sitting down here in this studio.
No, my lord, I'm from Delta State.
Okay, Delta people.
Wrong, she's wrong. This is Delta the first people. Wrong thing she's saying today.
Delta people.
Always saying the wrong things, yes. My lord, but you my can lord, continue.
They sent, because she's here, my lord, to defend the goose. That goose was sent to break the back and the waist of my client's father.
My lord, I'm not
I
even
rest
here.
My case
my
here,
lord,
my
the
lord.
Second wrong thing she's saying this morning, I'm not even here to support the goose. I'm here to support my client who actually has a mental problem. There was no goose in the question. It was an imaginary thing, my lord. Hey. I would take the case again when we come back from this break, my lord, so that you can know that we are here to defend what is not.
My lord, I think my learned colleague here also has mental issues.
Just because of an pepper-like animal, we are here.
My lord, can you see?
No problem.
Mental issues representing mental issues. We'll be back. Yes, yes, yes. Court is in session, and you have the justice from Rukpoku area. She's presiding over this case today. In case you're wondering where Rukpoku is, no, contact your geography books, please.
The one for last week had palpitation, so he couldn't come today.
Yes. So they brought us a rugged, my lord.
My lord.
My lord.
Thou art
you
rugged.
Are a ruggedity, my lord.
Anyway, my lord, I would take the case again for those people who are just coming into, you know, the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's wrong.
To be late.
To be late. We permit you for that. It says, goosey, goosey, gander, whither shall I wander? Upstairs and downstairs, and in my lady's chamber. There I met an old woman, an old man, who wouldn't say his prayers. So I took him by his left leg and threw him down the stair.
Who made you a prayer pastor? Who made you the prayer prefect in my lady's house? I put it to you, my lord, that this goose, like I said, was sent by my client's people. Her client's people.
My lord, I'd like to first start.
Can I finish? Why are you talking upon my talk?
Okay.
Lord, who lets a goose into the house? So, my lord, have you seen where a white cock, chicken, is pursuing somebody? Have you seen it? Because I know that the next case that this lady is going to make is that animals don't pursue people. But you see, remember last week, my lord?
My lord, the goose is not a cock.
Excuse me.
But you can continue.
My lord, how dare they allow this goose into my client's house?
Objection.
Not just into
objection,
the house.
Objection, my lord.
Allow me, overruled.
Objection, he just said sustain.
My lord, no, he said overruled. Because you're
after
having
me. Are you not hearing what the lord is saying?
Shey, they want me.
The lord is speaking, I hear him once, supposed
which
to hear
the
twice.
Lord? It's my lord, ni.
My lord, once have you spoken, twice have I answered.
My lord.
This one,
my lord, can you see this Rukpoku? sorry, sir, my lord.
Escalibity Olay Bebe.
They're from the street, my lord. They will not let me make my case. My lord. As I was saying, they allowed this goose all the way up the stairs. Not to anywhere. It did not go to the kitchen. Did not go to the yard. It did not go to the dining room. It went straight to my lady's chambers. Do you know what happens in the chambers, my lord? My lady could have been opening something. The lady could have been entering the bathroom. It was an invasion of privacy, my lord. My lord, I put it to you that this goose was sent to cause mayhem and havoc in the house of my client. My lady's father is already a very frail man, and he was pushed down the stairs by this silly goose.
My lord,
and he now
the man
has
in question is her lady's uncle, not
my
the
lord.
Father.
No,
again.
No, it's the
no
lady,
problem.
It's my lady's father.
How?
Don't come here and tell me who my client's father is not or is. Excuse me.
She is like a father to her, not her biological
father. Because you're
father.
Their family member. Are you there?
No,
did you join the family tree?
Own due diligence
excuse
by
me.
Investigating. Mary Lopon, you should do more
my
of investigating.
My lord, you're not going to
want other than just a presumption.
Tell us if Arupoku, you know they do like this. My lord,
I'm trying
to be very decent here, my lord. And this lady's talking upon my talk. My lord.
My lord.
I rest my case now.
My lord, I would start by saying that a goose is not a cock. A goose is a bird of any of several waterfowl.
Did I say that the goose is a cock?
In the family
my lord, relationship.
A goose.
I was only setting an instance, an example. Do you not know English?
I go off your mic. Wait, make I talk. My lord, a goose is a waterfowl. It cannot be found in the
so
house.
So where did they come find from my client's house?
I'd like to start by saying that my client has been diagnosed with... I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to...
What did they find for inside us?
I don't even know where you found that goose because there was no goose in question.
There was!
It was just a
we have evidence
of my client's imagination.
Need picture evidence because I can show you.
There are pictures of gooses everywhere on the internet, my lord.
My lord.
We cannot bank on that kind of information,
chamber.
My lord. You
my
can
lord,
see my client who is seated here.
This whole
here.
Case is wrapped around this goose finding its way.
Objection, my lord. Objection, my lord. He said objection sustained. He said, it's okay. Say objection sustained. He said it now. So, my lord, I go cry.
because we want to bring in others, because I see that this my defense lord, council does not have anything
my,
to say.
I have a lot to say, but you will not let me say.
I put it to you, my lord.
My lord, my client has a little, you know, problem, mental problem. And through when I read the case, my lord, you could see.
And she did not find anybody else. She came to secretary to pick you.
See, the case is that he was soliloquizing. It was, that is what happened.
This is the problem.
Now, how can a goose, my lord, push an old man? How did he develop hands to push an old man? It was my client, but it was not intentional.
My dear.
He entered into my lady's room and saw an old man. In his right senses, he would never enter into the lady's room.
My lord,
but because he didn't know what he was doing.
My lord, shall I approach? My lord, yes, thank you. My lord, I have so many people who are going to be testifying. I have an array of lawyers from Harvard. I have them from Yale. I have all of them here gathered. They are going to deal with this issue because, you see, this happened in the United Kingdom. Yes, my lord. And this Rukpoku lawyer is coming here to tell me. Sorry, my lord, I know you're from Rukpoku, but this one is from Rumokoro or something. I don't know. Where is that, your lord?
My lord. But my client lord,
I need us to call, my lord,
borderline personality disorder. Yes.
Oh, you think you don't go do quoting finish come they come here they talk.
And my that's lord, why he hallucinates.
My lord, this one not ready for the case.
Eh? So I don't know what this my learned colleague is saying.
My lord, please.
But there was no
water,
goose in question.
Because it's getting hot in here.
Listen, my lord.
My lord.
My lord, don't remove wig. He's still the last one we come. We don't wait to make I no come today. He don't mad. My lord, that was that was me speaking. As I was
my
saying,
my lord, as you can see, I'm properly dressed for this court.
My client,
this one that's an agbero is here. Okay, anya. My lord, let's call other people to talk, please. 0700-993-993-993. That's if you're a learned colleague and you're gonna identify yourself and your
as
chambers,
mm-hmm.
your chambers. You understand me? Yes. 0700-993-993-993. Or better still, you can call 01465-7190 if you are a lady lawyer. 01465-7190 or send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805. I'll take it again slowly. 0809-597-5805. Or better still, you can tweet at Nigeria Info FM. But I think we have lawyers joining
yes,
us now.
They're already submitting their submissions. This one says, good morning, my lord. Marianne bribed the security not to allow me to enter last week because I was with the evidence.
Who's
showing
Marianne?
You.
What's that? Animal police or thing?
I was with the evidence showing that the rats bribed the doctor to form a false autopsy showing they were blind. Mary should not be allowed.
Autopsy is conducted on something that is dead, though. Mice not
Mary
die. They
not
cut off their tail.
My lord,
charge and bail lawyers.
David from Ekpe Chamber says, Marianne should not be allowed in the court and let an arrest warrant be issued for arrest for tampering on evidence. That's what he says.
Brother, you don't have evidence. You don't even have case. Out.
They will look into it.
Mm-hmm.
Your royal ruggedness. Why throw him downstairs? But why?
Mm-hmm.
Your royal ruggedness. What is good for the goose is good for the grandpa.
Okay, you are just confusing this case. Outside. You don't need
that's
you here.
An old one in
outside. Outside.
But wait, I shouldn't have read that because he didn't state his chambers and his
no
name.
No chambers, that's it. All these charge and bail people all around.
I wouldn't do that anymore. Good morning, Mr. Olukayode. I don't know what this is about. I can't read that. What's up, Lagos? Feta, how you take? They use this, your small, tiny voice. They carry this, your big body. I used to think you are tiny because of your voice. Anyway, I like you so much, especially your tiny voice.
I don't think you know Feta then because she's very tiny.
I'm
she's as tiny
I'm
as
small.
Her voice.
Okay, you don't even know me.
She's as tiny as her voice. But the phone lines are open. Let's do this. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. When you call us, tell us your name and your chambers.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an SAN, add it. If you're SAN plus,
if you're
NPR. Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Even if you join NIPR inside it, we
add
take it.
It.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Hey. Yes,
your life. What's your name and where's your chambers? Approach, please.
Please, Ekene calling.
Ekene.
With
barista
chambers.
Ekene or just ordinary Ekene?
I'm not a barrister, Ekene.
Because I don't talk to ordinary people. San, oh, great.
San, for that matter.
I greet you, my son.
I want to ask one question. Mm-hmm. I'm sure my lord has one another day, because I would want to finish him there.
My lord does not like this type of question. My lord came, he said, Ruggedity Lord. You go chess, Sam.
My lord will be all right.
So, in this case, I want to know who opened the door for the goose to enter into the
Oh! What kind of a who is this?
There's no goose in question. It was just a figment of my client's imagination.
Hey, I'm the one. Excuse me. Let me answer you. I'm the one representing the lady. There's a hole in the door, because you see, this is happening in the United Kingdom. It's a hole in the door that for the cat and the dog that is the pet in the house to enter. So the goose now entered inside that hole. Somebody sent that goose. They put it through that hole. Yes.
Why are you lying?
Excuse me, do you know my client's house? Sorry, my second, you can continue.
Yes.
How was the goose able to push the old man down?
Oh!
My second, you are very brilliant. You are brilliant.
The non is like you. It's Chad and Bay. But I can I please.
Did you finish from my university? Because I think I know.
Yes, it's your language.
He came out with
that's
first
how
class.
They are. The last class. That's
I came
it.
Out with first.
They came
out with
the
second
bottom
first class.
Bottom post certificate.
No, I came out with first. I came out with second first class. Yes, that's how we do it.
0700-993-993-993 is the number for you to call. We're very serious. The course is in session. And Goosey Ganda has pushed Grandpa down the stairs while wandering into my lady's chamber.
According to Barrister David, what is good for the goose is good for the grandpa.
So goose needs to wander and push grandpa down the stairs.
There was no goose in question.
The owner
that's
of the
my point,
must
Marianne.
Pay for
Marianne, can
the
you
damages?
Just see that
my
there
lord.
Is no goose in question?
Shay, they
you
see
always
this.
Come into this court
my
to support
lord.
Animals who don't even
my
have a voice.
My lord, can you see how this person is? This person is not a human being. Does not even have compassion
dog,
for animals.
See? What is that?
My lord.
She just
what kind of human
and,
is this?
I'm not a human
my
being.
My lord, we don't have time for this girl. Let's take another
one. Let's go on break. Let me
not lie.
No, don't go on break. Don't go on any break.
Hey, I beg you. Join us, Jerry. What's your name and your chambers?
Justice Osas.
Justice.
Hey. Justice. Justice.
How do you
quiet?
What is the name of this grandpa?
Is Grandpa Ostilino.
I'm taking this case before the electoral tribunal in Abuja.
What does the election have to do with Grandpa Ostilino now?
Because I believe the name of this grandpa must be Mahmoud.
Stop it.
Order.
Send him out. Take this man a bailiff.
Go out of
we
this
don't
place.
Want this man here. Stop it.
Objection, in fact. Objection.
My lord, sustained.
Overruled and sustained.
My lord, not vex. Some people not aware when they come
to
this course.
My lord, don't be angry, my lord.
Oh, dear. Apologies, my lord.
Maybe I shouldn't have loads. Is it loads? I can't wait.
My lord. Did I say we got other people? We want
yes, some people
you.
Say here on WhatsApp, Barrister, what's this? SND2 from Mafoluko Oshodi Chamber says, good morning, my lord. Now, Elenu fits this Marianne. Now, she gone be the Agbere lawyer. My lord,
I will not
my lord,
allow.
The world already knows
I will
the truth.
Not allow street
the truth,
urchins.
The truth will not be caged.
My lord, I will not allow street urchins
my lord.
To malign my,
not that, my
character.
Lord.
I would not take it.
Say this, strong neck. My lord,
look at these people trying to destroy my image.
Your bad name, right?
My very good image. I can't take it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. Are you there?
Anybody home?
Goodbye. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
I'm quiet.
Sorry.
Let's come back to WhatsApp, where David, Barrister David Ibiam says, my lord, I remember when I visited my grandmother in the village and she dropped some serious wisdom on me. She dropped it on him. She said, grandson, one day some people will waste their time reading your comments. Today is that day.
You don't enter. It's paining me in my medulla. It's paining me.
My lord,
David.
My lord, if not for
it's
the
time we do this to you at the junction,
my lord,
don't go out of your house today. Go, if you are, it's the junction of your house.
If it was on the ethics of this job, I would swear for him.
We don't swear in this. My lord, we don't swear for this court. My
but
lord,
I say, God bless you, Barrister David Ibiam. I go catch you for my streets.
Not just come up for your ally, like, because at the junction that we called you. Do you understand me, my lord?
I agree, lawyer. Everybody knows you now. The truth has come out.
Well, this court is still in session, but we're going to take a break. And when we come back, my lord, justice will take his course. I'll take you to Lagos. All right, this court is in session again. My lord from Rumboko sitting and overseeing this case. My lord, are you okay? AC, they blow you? You're right. Do you need water?
My lord, why remove your wig, though? Because
my lord, you do okay? You need Panadol, my lord? Or you do all right? You do all right? Okay, my lord is an agile lord.
What's my lord? Ruggedity. People are saying, you know, reach this one, though.
My lord, not the, you know, they want no one showing safe.
You know, show himself? Because I don't think so. Because my lord don't remove wig, they blow herself like this.
My lord, you go on? For like show on levels, my lord.
You like show me levels, my lord? You know, go fit.
My lord, they make you shut up.
Because even me say, no, they know, ma.
My lord, they make you shut up. You say, you know, poor alcohol people, stop it. My lord, why? Very serious people in this court. Goosey. Ganda is the one that we're here in court for, my lord. And I just want to put it to you, my lord, that my dear Lena colleague here does not have any case really to
present.
You're the
one who doesn't have a case,
because
but
my lord,
I'm not even
my
saying
client
that.
I'm leaving
for
250,000 pounds because the owner of this goose sent this goose on a wild goose chase on my client's grandfather, that pushed my client's grandfather down the stairs, and now he's broken his back and his waist, an elderly man who we were just managing. Now, the man is
who
there
said,
lying
why
on a hospital bed.
Why do you use the word managing? Why would you say
because
that?
Because he's frail. He's trying.
No,
he
but
tries.
You can't say that. That's an insult to the family. Don't
is
say
it
that.
Your family?
And
has
again, my lord,
you?
That's on that wrong
why
statement
Why does he
there?
Consign you?
The old man is not her client's father. It's the uncle.
Hi. My lord, this girl, she joined the family members to draw the family tree. That's why she knows that.
No, that's because I carried out investigation.
My lord, you know I don't like violence.
The uncle in question is a father figure, not her father, not her biological father.
Let it be father alphabet. How is it your...
See? So you come to court with...
Excuse me, I have the real details of this man's relationship with my client, my lady. This is her father.
I put it to you that
who's
every
also
time
grandfather
my learned bodies
is
making up stories.
My lord, we have other people that want to join this case. Me, I'm tired of talking because this one does not have anything to say. Yes, my lord, I rest my case. Yes, I've
been all morning without allowing me to state the
my lord,
fact that
I have
my
kept
client
quiet now.
Has
this
been
to read me or you want to make your case known?
I'm trying to make my case known. He's suffering from borderline disorder, personality disorder. That's the reason why he hallucinates a lot. The goose is never in question. I will keep saying that was a figment of his imagination. There was no
why
goose.
Why do we have photos of the goose? And
there
why do we have the feathers
pictures.
Of the goose in the house?
There are a lot of pictures online. I wouldn't say
you
that there was,
come
no,
and,
there was
you
no
want
goose.
To come and make
how, who let
just,
the goose
just
in?
Just so you know, we have CCTV cameras in my client's house. Just so you know, so that this nonsense that you are talking here
how can
cannot
goose?
Hold water. And you don't know swerve, eh? Hey. My lord, anywhere she go, we follow her, eh? Because these people, they don't know anything.
University
we,
of,
Yale, and, you know, Coventry graduates. We don't play like this.
Olay, baby. Say it well.
You don't need, well. You don't swerve. You go not maintain one side.
Let's go to WhatsApp.
Okay.
David Ibiam says, okay, not you. What's up, Lagos? Permit me to introduce myself as High Barrister Esquire Exquire GCB ETC Abe from You Must Win Chambers. My lord, may I hit my fellow learned colleague with my strong left-handed judicial uppercut to let it known that the goose was suffering a mental condition called goosebumps. It happened. But like they say, what sauce is food for our enjoyment? We must sentence that goose to life in barbecue for the weekend.
My Lord, bless you, we'll drag this person come court. Flog him. 76 strokes of the cane. Of
my Lord, maybe not. My Lord, you
of
know,
the court
my Lord,
cane.
I don't say Easter don't pass. Good of Friday don't pass.
Cane.
Because you're not saying I did and they beat Judas. If I don't carry and put for cross, not they carry and for road. But my Lord, this court does not, we don't allow violence, so let's leave it.
What's up, Lagos? My rugged lords, if I may I? If I may, should I? Yes, I may. If I may, I might may.
In the month of May.
Nice.
To my day, yeah.
I see what you did there. With my Aquafinian and learned and in-depth experience in the law, this case is a case of face me, I slap you situation. The goose in question, a compound goose, the owner no feed them properly, so my lordships, if I may approach, you never approach since. Hey, Waller. When everyone is out fending for daily bread, goose go they roam like evil spirits. Now, we don't go commit. Therefore, this goose is to be tried, found guilty, and sentenced to life imprisonment. The fact that you're living in fear, I slap you, doesn't warrant you to roam like a Serbian goose batching into the late man's flat. I beg, the goose, the owner, the lawyer should be charged for trying to mislead the
court. Thank you! Like it, I went to good
wait
law
now.
School.
Even
thank you.
If you're part of the lawyers, though, make the lawyer chop like 3 months behind bars.
Now you know, not who they represent.
No, I'm representing my client. Who has mental issues and has been to rehab. I don't know what you're talking about. The one who's coming here to support Tom Goose.
My lord.
Period, my lord.
I want to switch. I'm not code switching and code mixing again. My Lord, I just like to put it to this lady that she's bereft of ideas on how to, you know, support this case that she brought to court. She's not even able to defend her client. She has nothing prepared for this case.
How do you?
And
how
here
do you
she
mean?
Is dodging bullets.
I'm
when
not
evidence
dodging
is
any
presented
bullet. No, my Lord.
In court, my Lord.
No.
I put it to you, my Lord,
sorry, the shit.
That this one has no brains.
Miriam.
Yes.
Miriam. You know those people that used to bend their neck when you're talking. Then they see clients, but I'm going to December. As you were talking, did you see my Lord shaking her head? Because she doesn't even believe you. She doesn't believe
my Lord, we know where they see now. You understand me?
So you want to beat my Lord now?
No, my Lord.
You want to waylay
my Lord? My guy. You understand?
Oh, your Lord is even your guy. So is this court biased?
No. My Lord is my guy. I respect
that's another
my
angle
Lord.
Because...
No. Me and my Lord, we're not the friend.
One entry here says that you stopped the gay people from letting him in.
Let me bring it down to...
Him in.
Excuse me. My Lord is an abobi. You understand me? That's it.
So I wish you want to be like, I won't bring Potaka into this thing. So what's up, Lagos? She's taking the Port Harcourt side, Lagos.
I'm a Lagosian true and true.
Because she said about
what are you
the pH.
Saying?
Yeah, she's saying
no, because
things.
You see, the former lord from Lagos.
Arise, Lagos.
Lagos, the last my lord from
don't
Lagos.
Call Lagos. Lagos will answer you.
Better that cause the woman to have palpitation. So we had to go and bring an abobi that will be able to stand where. You understand me? Hey. All right, we got more messages.
More messages,
can call 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady lawyer, you can call 01465-7190. When you call us, identify yourself and your chambers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this person says, Barrister Ahmed from Isashi says, my Lord, every time this court asks a witness to swear by the Bible or Quran, there is admission to the supernatural. I put it to you that that goose is full-blooded human from Benin.
We
didn't I say more.
This is evidence that has been brought in. Let me, as I said it, and they were correcting me, I said it. Yes.
I don't understand. What has this got to do with the case? I heard you shouting, what's up, Lagos? Can I read this? What's up, Lagos? Feta, I always have this picture of you in my head as one tiny lady that looks like one to cut into two anytime I heard you shouting, what's up, Lagos? Until I saw you live on Facebook and get to know that you are thicker than I thought.
You, what is it with somebody's body?
Is what is it?
Are you body shaming my?
What is it with my
colleague?
My tiny
Leave
voice
her
alone.
Body alone.
I feel
and
like
her
shouting
voice.
Myself, Lagos, now to prove to you that it's not that.
How
tiny,
about you imagine your own self in your own body? Yes, leave Feta alone.
Yes.
Okay. Bye. Next.
Yes.
Let's go to the phone line.
Raise the feta first. I'll just be happy. Great.
Yeah. I mean, I fight for minds.
Period.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. Yes, chance to life. Welcome
cheers
to
life.
Court.
This is Barrister Kelvin calling from Lagos Traffic.
Lagos Traffic Chambers. That's a very constant Chambers.
Love that.
Oh, Marianne, why have you been riding? Why have you been riding Peppers? I'm just giving her these agbirism for advice.
What exactly are you talking about? No, no, that's not me.
That's not. Then who?
All you things are you just been cutting her off.
Excuse me?
This is bad.
It's my fellow. These are the people.
Peter, don't worry. Peter, don't worry. I'm a macho man. I'll fight for you.
Wait. So you're not going to go fight your mates. Now me, you won't come fight. Oh, when you leave this place.
Mary, have mercy on me.
0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. Send us a WhatsApp message, 0809-597-5805. We'll take a quick break and bring you some messages. Before this case winds down, my lord from Rupaku, the court is still in session. And we're still taking your thoughts and your comments. When you call us, please let us know what your name is and the chambers that you represent.
Very because important, because we don't talk Gusi to ordinary Gander people.
Is on the board. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. And you can send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805 or tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. We'd like to hear from you. Give us your submissions on this case. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Apologies. Do call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. We've got some submissions on WhatsApp.
Beautiful. Now, this guy says, son Patrick Abel from Akute says, I just left my chamber now, hashtag Akute. I came here a little behind time because of the investigation over this case. Just a reminder, court, a goose does not have hand to throw an old man down the stairs. Very good. Very good. Love it.
Where's your evidence?
So I put it to you that the accused goose was human, who was maltreated during his stay in the house. So the goose in question is his name because he loved goose so much that he was nicknamed Goosey Goosey.
Hey!
So his appearance made the old man...
Judge and bail lawyers.
Wait now, you haven't heard it. He said, so the appearance made the old man fell from the stairs, and while Goosey tried catching him, it was seen as throwing him down. So with my judgment, my lord, the old man killed himself. But wait, the goose does not have hand, but he wanted to catch the old man.
Chadambe, these are your friends and your colleagues.
Nope.
All
I
of
have
you.
Nothing to do with this man. I don't know him from anywhere.
Idem Mili clients.
Nope.
All
nope.
of you people.
Not
let's
all,
go back
lord.
To the phone lines. Hello.
Not all, my lord.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, to life. Good morning.
Yes, to life. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
We're good.
I just want to know what is going on because I left my... I just
You come to court without knowing what...
Excuse me.
These are your people, man.
No,
these are your people.
I'm from Cambridge.
You went to rally them round to come and call on the show.
Please, Judge Ambe, please.
To distract us.
Step outside of the court,
stop
dress up where...
the truth, man.
And intimate yourself of the case. Please, leave this place.
I see what you're doing, Marianne.
What is that?
You are trying to distract the judge.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
I just got to hear your voice.
We can literally hear you breathing on the other side. You know that, right? 0700-993-993-993. We have just...
4 minutes, I'd say. Three minutes, actually,
to wrap this up. And we want to finish this case. Because, my lord, I'll...
We can't finish it, though. We cannot finish it.
My lord, like I said earlier on, there is no case.
I said it first, my lord. Let me first talk.
She doesn't have a case first.
My lord, you know I said it
would
first.
Would you let me speak? My lord, it didn't say I go slap her.
My lord, I go change her.
I don't like violence, but I go give her backhand. Like the goose.
Oh, la now.
My lord.
I'll catch you from my street.
This is it. She comes to court to make a case for a person he says is senile. But we're talking about a goose here, my lord. My lord, a goose that found itself into my lady's chamber. And then how does a goose disturb an old man who's frail, who's wary and pushes him down the stairs. And we will not, and you're telling me not to push for 250,000.
My lord, accent no help this case, my lord. This way they toss this, it not work, my lord. The person made any issue, the person not, you know, they you not get brave in a crazy smile, but I don't mean issue, you not get, you know, way. Now I don't know, you don't imagine with the apple. No be say, you know, be saying push lord, anybody.
My lord.
Your accent.
You
pass
the way they made the case have nowhere. My lord, it's all there nowhere. Percy went nowhere. They come.
My lord, I'm out. And they wait for another two for my backyard.
My lord.
They bomb my lord.
My lord, as an agile guy that you is, my lord. Maybe just throw this case at this lawyer. All of them. Aside.
Can you imagine?
Case closed.
No problem. God
lord,
fight for
my
me.
My lord, make you know how they like say we always cut our court God, after session.
At this point lord, in time, God will fight for me and my clients.
My lord. My lord, you say, I don't think you say you don't get case. You know they say the lord will fight for you. Now say the MB. The people will not go.
God will fight for me and my clients.
Case closed.